Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Clubhouse Movies Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, joined once again by Mr. A.O. Panetta. You know what time of the week it is?
It is Shop Talk time, man.
Not only that, Shop Talk number 15.
Oh, yeah.
And? Episode 50.
Episode 50.
We've been doing Clubhouse Movies Podcast for 50 episodes now, so I want to thank all of our fans.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone else and to commemorate
all of our listeners,
all of our
viewers.
Everyone who's had to put up with this.
Yeah.
And everyone who's seen
Us grow.
Who's seen Midnight in Paris.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for sticking around, because if that didn't set you off, man, or turn you off.
Yeah, it's all good. And we need to commemorate this one. We got some bubbly.
Yeah, we need bubbly. We got some fancy flutes.
Yeah, also. Yummy.
Because, you know, we're fancy. We do things.
So this one goes off to another 50 and another 100. Who knows how many.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll commemorate this as the end of season one or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's get this this thing popped. I'm going to ruin my shirt.
Blow that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to blow your top.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting sticky up in here.
I just hope like this doesn't like... Once I open this, because it was in my car for a long time, and then it would pop.
Oh, man.
Totally would have put out an eye.
I need safety.
I know, right? I was worried about the equipment and the laptops.
Yeah, I know.
We got like...
Yeah.
Oh, it was so hey! Much,
oh, we got it. Oh. Hey, good job. Good job.
Yeah. It's not my first rodeo cowboy.
Cheers. That was good. Good job. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. There.
Floop me up, Captain. Oh. I guess filled up all the way.
How much you want?
Win.
No. I was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Keeping it classy. If you fill to the top, you're trashy. Get it?
Yeah. So to another 50 episodes. But yeah.
Cheers.
So on and so forth.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ooh, that is bubbly.
That's what she said.
Oh, man.
Anyway, start off with some...
And we got some news for you guys.
Start off with some good news I consider is good news.
Talk to me.
Ghostbusters Afterlife appears to be getting mostly positive reviews.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about this.
I am, too. I'm actually... excited to watch this movie.
I'm actually just kind of sad that it's going to take like forever to watch. It's not going to come out till Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, so we're one of the main reasons we're doing this, at least I'm doing this, is I would like to start seeing these movies sooner than later. We get these cool press passes and these new avenues that open up. Who knows? Who knows what the world has in store for us, man?
Hook us up.
50 of these up.
Hook us up, studio people.
Yeah, if you're listening, hey, we'll review your stuff.
Right.
I mean, we are. But we want to review more stuff.
It's all good. You want to give one out?
Yeah, so I have one right here. So apparently it's give or take more Marvel news.
Marvel news.
Oh man.
We haven't heard Marvel news in at least 2 days.
Yeah, for real. So Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is halfway finished.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they finding the time?
Seriously.
Remember when nothing was happening when the first week was with coronavirus and now
everything's now happening? It's like everything feels like it's ramping up. Mm-hmm. And this one is brought to you by Screen Rant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So speaking of which, they picked an Adam Warlock for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Who?
Yeah. Dude named... I didn't write his name
What's
down.
What's his name?
Will Poulter, I think.
Yeah, Will Poulter. I think I have his news.
Who is this guy?
I think he came out in the Maze Runner things. He's been around.
Right.
He's been a child actor for a while. He's been around for at least a decade.
So he's a real dude.
Yeah, he's a real actor. He's constantly acting. So I have another news. MCU, man. Marvel just
what? God. I haven't heard any MCU new you.
Excuse me. What? We have Daniel Craig reportedly being courted by Kevin Feige himself to be a MCU villain. That would be very interesting.
He got reincarnated to be a villain.
I think so, man. I mean, and the thing is, you know, he was their first choice for Thor, and he turned it down.
Really?
Yeah. So imagine Daniel Craig as Thor. How weird would that be?
Yeah, because he'd be like 50. Like
he'd be old.
Old Thor.
Old.
Yeah. Thold.
Thank God that didn't work out.
Yeah. Hey, so they're still working on that Face-Off sequel.
Really?
Yes.
I did not see any news for this thing.
Yeah, so apparently, according to writer Simon Barrett, originally producers were befuddled by the script, but it's going forward.
I don't doubt
directed
it,
by Adam Wingard, and it is very much a sequel.
Really?
Not a reboot.
Okay.
So, should be good.
Let's see. What other things do we have here? Let's see. I'm looking at... Oh, man. Why did I have to even... So, Mr. M. Night apparently has another movie in the works.
So,
and it has a release year.
And a name.
And a name.
Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, he tried to be cryptic about it with a tweet, but the studios ruined it for him and already published the name.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I hear Knock at the Cabin. I hear, like, Evil Dead. I hear Cabin in the Woods. Like, yeah. Come on, we've done the cabin. Why, you know, why couldn't it be somewhere more interesting?
I don't know, man.
He's like, he was just watching like Evil Dead when like playing like,
yeah.
When someone called him like, hey, want to make another movie? Like the devil called him. He goes, M. Night.
He's like, I need you to make a twist for nipples. I mean, audiences.
As part of your deal, you must make another bad movie.
Ooh, I was going to say, oddly, your voice sounds like Ben.
Ooh.
The devil.
M. Night, it's time to make another movie. Would you like sausage?
Anyway, yes. Oh, God. M. Night somehow made another movie.
Yeah, so back to, I guess, better news again. God, I feel like we're the MCU portal here. Another thing reported by IGN. Not IGN this time. Marvel's Instagram announced that that show Hawkeye, I don't know if you heard about the show Hawkeye.
The Hawkeye show.
It launches on November 24th with 2 episodes. Whoa.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go. So 2 episodes.
2 episodes, not 1.
It's called a toofy. Ah, dang it.
Okay, well, anyway. So speaking of more. Full news. The Eternals is exactly 156 minutes long.
I saw that.
That's 2.6 hours.
That's a long time, man.
You know what?
I just got through James Bond movie at 2.6.
I'm not too stoked on the Eternals.
Yeah, it hasn't sold me yet. I mean, I'm going to watch it. It's going to be
pick 'em up. Shut up and take my money.
I think
it's gonna happen.
I think if word on the street is that Eternals is just
Is it a Shang-Chi? No?
I don't think so. I think Shang-Chi would have been better.
Oh, man.
Well, it's an ensemble movie, so do we really care about this ensemble?
Yeah.
Ensemble movies are hard to do the first time around.
And the thing is, you have the nerd from what's that guy's name?
Silicon Valley guy?
Yeah, from Silicon Valley. I have the news here. Oh, his name is Kumail Nanjiani. So... He's in it. It's going to be his first time doing something like really big with other, you know, big ensemble.
The guy was jacked in this movie.
Dude, he's super jacked. The news I have is from Rolling Stone. They said that the producers actually told him to tone it down with the working out because he was getting too big. I'm like, holy crap, man.
Well, anyway. So
that's for you ladies.
In other news, So Rob Zombie's put out some more Instagrams of the Munsters house and Munster stuff.
Oh, really?
So he put out a picture of the actual house itself. And also they had a racing team, the Punk Rods. So we'll see.
Rods.
Yeah. So if you watched House Thousand Corpses, they actually had a scene of the Munsters racing.
I'll have to watch that. So I haven't seen that in years.
I think our take is we're hopeful that it will be good.
Yeah. It's Rob Zombie. We hope he has a dark take on this comedy.
Yeah, I don't want him to Rob. I wanted his style, but I don't want his style.
I don't want Rob Zombie. Let's see, what else do I have here? I have one from InsideTheMagic.com. This is more Disney news, we'll say. The House of Mouse is, I don't know if you know the Percy Jackson series.
Ugh.
So I like this stuff. I love all this mythos and stuff with the Greek gods.
Didn't they already try that?
They did with movies. So. Now they did 2 movies.
Smell-o-vision.
It was supposed to be 3 movies. The third one didn't get greenlit, obviously because it sucked.
Kind of like all those *A Lion, the Witch and Wardrobe* movies.
Hey, I enjoyed. Well, the books were better. So the Percy Jackson series is coming to Disney Plus, and the word is they're actually going season for season to be adapted on the books written by Rick Riordan.
Ah.
Which would be, if you're following that, that should be about 5 seasons. Which, I mean, hey, if they do it that way, it'd be great because they were fun.
All right. I'd buy that for $1.
Or stream it for $7.99.
So Sylvester Stallone is putting out images from the Expendables 4.
Oh.
We definitely have Jason Statham back. And we definitely have the quick scene of Sylvester Stallone riding a motorcycle.
Oh, man. Hopefully he doesn't break another neck.
Yeah. Megan Fox is in that, you know.
Really?
Yeah. She's an expendable.
What the hell? I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Can't win them all.
Ah. Let's see.
It's all my champagne.
What else do I have? Oh. Champagne's pretty good. Mm-hmm. This is a random one. But you know who Bobby Flay is, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Flay, man.
He's the
Brunch with Bobby. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Anyway, he is supposed to be departing the Food Network because they couldn't come to an agreement on a contract. And I just kept reading, found out that his contract negotiation, he wanted $100 million.
Shut up and take my money.
Listen here, Dr. Evil.
Shut up and take my money.
Those eggs Benedict ain't worth 100 mil,
bro. So much money.
That's so much money. Like, he has... What is he doing? He has like so many restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, I like watching his shows. They're great. He's very entertaining. 100 million entertaining? I don't know about that.
Yeah. So the guy can make a burger. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Hey, so your buddy Cillian Murphy.
No. What's he up to?
He's going to be Robert Oppenheimer in the Christopher Nolan movie.
Oh.
So that'll...
How did I not see that?
The only weird thing about this one is it will not come out till July 2023.
That's weird.
But 2 years from now, what the hell, man?
Is that a bio? That's a biopic.
It has to be. Yeah, it's about the nuclear bomb.
How long does it take to make a biopic? I feel like they could make this with a pack of gum and some matchsticks.
Did they say who's directing it?
I don't know.
Christopher Nolan.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
You did.
Yeah, maybe right.
Yeah. Well, Christopher Nolan. That makes sense.
He takes forever.
Yeah. I mean, he does.
He's doing his thing.
Does things forever. And then let's see. I have another thing that's been on forever. Is NCIS.
What?
Mark Harmon is exiting the show after 19 seasons.
Wow.
He's still going to be on for, I think, as a producer, director, or whatnot, but he is no longer stepping in front of the camera. He will be behind it and probably in the books.
They still make CSI shows?
I guess they do, man.
This is NCIS.
I don't watch it enough to care.
Neither do I.
I've tried.
Like, how many more? You know what's funny in these police procedurals? Like, the crime is nicely solved by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
When in real life, like, crime happens, file a report.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah,
there's literally a show called 48 Hours. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Let's see.
That's real world stuff.
Let's see. We have a thing here.
Oh!
It's a Spider-Man thing. It's more Marvel. It says apparently that the new trailer confirms the trilogy is closely adapted to the One More Day comics storyline. So I'm not familiar with those comics just because, you know, I don't read comics anymore. But, I mean, that'd be cool. You know, why not? Why not base it off a comic that's wildly successful?
Yeah, as opposed to those failure comics.
Right.
They were
written by DC. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
Tom Holland, I think he's going around saying that this is going to be, it feels like the end of a trilogy.
Really?
Yeah, the end of a franchise.
I did see something pop up randomly that said his girlfriend Zendaya said it was very difficult for him to film.
Is that his real girlfriend?
Yeah, they are for real. They are a thing.
Weird.
They are a ding.
Well, anyway, my last bit of news.
She's a lot taller than him. My wife is taller than me.
Really?
Just wanted to say that.
Creepy. In other news, that 70s show is coming back. It's a spinoff. You know what they're going to call it?
I don't know, man. What are you going to call it?
That 90s show.
Oh, would have never guessed in a million years. I did see that the... Oh, a little too much.
Okay, it was empty.
Too much bubbly.
Yeah, really. The bubbling big G.
It went straight to the head. Mm-hmm. No, I read that Red and I don't know her name, the mom, they're reprising their
roles. Yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Kurtwood Smith. Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp.
I kind of thought that guy was dead. Not gonna lie,
the actor.
I felt like I read a. It was probably like some weird fluff piece years ago where he died.
I think
where everybody was dying.
I think he went to San Jose State too, just like me.
Oh, there you go.
He was the bad guy in RoboCop.
He was the bad guy in RoboCop.
Can you fly, Bobby?
Oh, God, this guy.
Yeah, so that was, it was always weird seeing him in like other things that weren't RoboCop since he's the one who killed RoboCop.
He's like, jackass.
You
he's
burnt
red.
The body.
I can only see him now as red. Anytime I see him in anything else, it's like, when is he going to do it?
Did the name of his character Red? I never saw it.
Red Foreman.
Really?
Dude, you have to watch it. It's one of those shows you can leave on in the background. And you're like, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I was not a fan of the Topher Graces and the Ashton Kutchers in the world.
Yeah, I mean they were funny back in the day, but they have definitely overstayed their welcome.
Now that I think about it, wasn't Donna? She was also in the actress who played her, Laura Prepon, was also in Orange Is the New Black.
Oh right!
Also,
I saw like one episode of that.
Also starring Kate Mulgrew, who was Captain Janeway, who played a character named Red.
Ah,
full circle. Full circle. Anyway, thanks once again for 50 episodes. We got any more news?
No, man. No. I think I'm fresh out. There was not a lot of news this week.
No, it wasn't. 50 episodes of Clubhouse Movies podcast. Episode 15 of Shop Talk. That means 15 weeks.
15 weeks, guys.
At least of hot movie news.
And we hope we've been delivering. I think we have. I think we're fleshing it out as we keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Know. Word on the street is we might get a tablecloth one of these days.
Yeah. We might make it a thing. Look, we're decorating. We have a fancy frame. You can see it on the wide shot here. That is Patrick Stewart.
Sir Patrick Stewart to you.
Sir. Sorry, sir.
Sir Patrick Stewart. But anyway, remember to like, share, subscribe.
And finding it. Hit that notification bell. That way you can see when we drop new episodes.
Yep. Until next time, I'm your host, Mark Rubalcava, for Clubhouse Movies Podcast, joined by Mr. Abel Panetta. Over and out.